And I think it's time for the vibe report. If I can remember how to do this. Can somebody please roll the echo? Where are we? Oh, yeah, I got to pick this one up. Yeah, hey, you there, Roscoe?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's true.
You know, I'm still learning how to do the old way back again on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on?
You got my music on?
Hear it?
Oh, I can't hear it, but I'm...
Yeah, I'll put my headphones up to the mic. Like that?
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Great.
So what's going on?
It's good to know that it's there.
Yes.
Well, I'm up in my studio cutting some metal on Warner today.
Uh-oh.
Here, I'll put my headphones up for the two.
Cool.
There you go. Warner's doing...
kind of a southern boogie metal.
I can solo up the bass. Can you kind of hear that?
Yeah, that's a bass, all right.
There will be no eighth notes unplayed.
No grace notes, no eighth notes. Nothing that sounds happy, please.
Actually, it's nothing but eighth notes.
Hmm.
Eighth notes and nothing but eighth notes. That's kind of today's vibe.
Hey, before I forget it, I got this thing queued up by Hank Rotten Jr., Dope Addict. Is there a curse word on there or not? I
what,
tried to listen
with
to
my butt to the wall?
No, the one before that Dope Addict one. There's no curse words on that, is there?
I don't think so.
I listened to it real fast, and I'm trying to pay attention. I didn't hear one. Okay.
Nothing that any self-respecting water skier would get offended by.
Yeah. So that's the vibe today, is no eighth notes?
Oh, no, all eighth notes. Nothing but eighth notes.
All eighth notes?
Who's out there?
Bruce and Sally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, Roscoe.
Let's go.
Hi, Bruce
kind
and Sally.
Kind of like dueling...
Hey, I heard about those turkey sloppy joes.
I can't hear anything if that was directed towards me.
Yeah, it was. You can't hear it?
No.
No.
That's unfortunate.
Last week it worked, this week it doesn't. Try it again.
Well, last week I had the...
the radio.
Radio going there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the only one mic I think is plugged in here. But, you know, we were discussing this last night, this being that funny time of year, about, you know, the theory of you shouldn't have done it. You there, Roscoe?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
hold on a second. This is ridiculous.
Oh, it's your call waiting?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, well, like I was saying,
Buffer's
folks,
coming over the phone.
The theory of you shouldn't have done it, because we've been... all kinds of people getting in our faces now, you know, that the winter's over and all of a sudden they're out of their houses. And
that was my sister.
Oh.
That's sis.
So, you shouldn't have done it.
Right. The theory, like, all the, we know, you've run into it, I've run into it, I guess Bruce has, no, size, people just getting in our faces for no reason, being stupid. And every couple of years, you know, you gotta haul off and belt somebody to let the rest of the world know to leave you alone.
Sort of keep the threat alive.
Yeah.
Some things you just can't talk your way out of.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes an apology is not enough. You know, it doesn't give a person enough satisfaction.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
You know, just, you shouldn't have done it.
You shouldn't have done it. You know, like, you know, that's the thing, that's all you need to say before you let it fly. You know, it's like, okay, you know, so you've talked your way out of stupid things that you've done to people for years and years, but every once in a while, there's an uncompromising soul that just decides that they must deliver a little bit of their own justice.
Right. So,
or discipline, as it may be.
Yeah, so I think, we just have to clean house a little bit for, you know, and then people leave us alone for a couple more years.
The only thing about it is the adult thing is that, you know, sometimes you can get popped for that, you know?
Well, it's New York City. You really got to kill somebody to go to jail.
Yeah, well,
where we live.
Not really.
Yeah, well, I mean, for any more than a couple of nights.
Mm. Yeah, but even a couple of nights is no fun.
No, but it's something, you know.
It's okay if you're wearing cowboy boots because they don't make you take out the laces of your shoes.
Right. But I think what you can do is just make, you know, you just got to do it without the witnesses around, that it's like your word against his. Or carry a weapon and plant it on him. He tried to mug me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's always a good one.
Or maybe a dime of garbage head.
Yeah, right.
You punch the guy and stick it in his pocket, and then go get the cops yourself.
Officer, he's a drug addict, and he got on my case.
I didn't hear that one, but it was good, probably.
Yeah, it was a Bruce one. God, I wish they'd get this. I wish they'd get the Comrex down here. You know, they got us broadcasting from the bunker in preparation for the marathon.
Let me see.
What were you thinking? Let me see if I can guess what he was thinking. He was thinking about food.
I was thinking that maybe we could get Charlie D to help us with the Comrex loan thing.